There's Julie. Now I can hear you. Hi, there we
are. Okay.
It was I was so excited when we were talking, I put you on hold for some reason. I gave you the best intro a radio DJ could ever give on the airwaves. You missed it. But
well, that's awesome.
I'll give you the long and short of it. Greatest person ever, most fun at the fair. She didn't pay me $20 to say this. With that in mind, Julie Aldhouse from Buchanan County. How did day one go?
Considering Mother Nature, she was kind of a beast yesterday, but we all survived.
You were telling me you had little damage, but it all fell in the right spot, that nothing was actually damaged. It was just trees and stuff.
Yeah. A set of bleachers, minor. It wasn't a human being, so that can be replaced. So they're working on cleaning stuff up right now, and we're getting ready to kick off our sheep show. So if you hear some sound effects in the background, that's where I'm at.
In the sheep barn.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday was a lot of the static exhibits, and I had a chance to talk to some kiddos. Everybody was getting set up in the commercial building. What all are we going to be able to take in today over in Buchanan County?
We got the sheep show. We got the junior fun day show for sheep. We have our dairy show. We have the junior fun day for dairy. We got our ground acts that we'll be starting to set up and get, well, they're already set up, but naturally we had to maneuver things because of the storm that blew up last night. But our ground acts will be taken care of, and they'll be rocking and rolling. We're looking forward to our firehouse. The kids can't wait to see that one where they can practice being a fireman. So, there's all sorts of different things right at the moment. Our races have been canceled for tonight. We just found that out. So just due to Mother Nature being so kind to us last night.
But everything is still set. Concerts on Friday, and hopefully everything gets a chance to dry out today, and you can kind of go back to full strength tomorrow and Friday too, right?
There you go. The sun's shining today, so that's a positive sign.
There you go. Our concert tickets, I know we got Billy Currington coming up on Friday. Concert tickets still available for that?
They are. I just want to make people aware that sometimes when they go into our website, it shows that it's sold out. Please read it thoroughly, because that's the handicap portion that is sold out, not the full concert. So we still have tickets available. I would suggest if they want tickets, they still get their tickets, but make sure that if they can do it online, so that way it just comes up on their phone or they can print them off.
There you go.
That way it avoids lines.
There you go. Let's talk about parking. Somebody's coming to Independence. You got a little road work to get there, but in town proper, you can maneuver the detour signs and everything. Where's the best place to park and walk in to go see you guys the next few days?
Right now it is to the east end, right across from Casey's. Right now, that's where we're at there. I know we do have some individuals that are utilizing part of Innovative Ag on the backside, and they can come in the front gate there. So our parking is going to be a little bit of a challenge today because of the nice moisture that we got.
make sure you got it kicked into four wheels, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't be wearing, like, really pretty shoes today to the fair if you got to walk away.
Julie Aldhouse with us on the grounds. Buchanan County Fair Day 2 rolls on. And again, all week long here on KMCH, our Meet the Champion reports through the afternoon. Julie, have you prepared the authorities and the fair board for Eric and I to come do our live broadcast Friday? Is everybody mentally and physically and spiritually prepared for that?
Well, on that, but we will create more fun for that one. Don't worry.
What is it about the fair season that you love so much? I know you've been running around with it like a chicken with your head cut off, but I can hear it in your voice. You just absolutely love what you're doing. Why is that?
I love it. It's like a big Christmas party, and you get to see the smiles on the kids' faces, and the other thing, you get to see the parents working with their children, spending quality time with their children. And when they get rewarded for their hard work and you see that smile, that is awesome. Your job is done.
There you go. There you go. And you guys do a great job over there. I'm excited to sneak back up there tonight. We're going to talk to some more kiddos, and you'll be able to hear them tomorrow and Friday on the air here on KMCH. Julie, I know you've been very busy. I thank you for a few moments of your time this morning. Anything else you want to get out to people before I let you get back to work?
check us out on BuchananCountyFair.org, and we can get things rocking and rolling, and we look forward to seeing your faces.
There you go, Julie Allhouse. I look forward to either seeing you later tonight, for sure. We'll see you on Friday when we're up there broadcasting live, okay? There you go. There's Julie Allhouse. Give her the round of applause she so graciously deserves. All the work she and the fair board have been doing over there at the Buchanan County Fair rolls on through the end of the week and weekend. And our Meet the Champions reports roll on today, tomorrow, and Friday, even into Saturday, right here on KMC.